Hello.
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Your name is what?
Quay. Returning your call from customer Quay. Support.
Yeah, I apparently had the wrong address or insufficient address on my order, and it made it all the way to my town and got shipped back. So I was wondering what we can do about that.
Well, I can take a look at the account. What's your zip code and first and last name?
Do you say the account?
Your zip code and first and last name.
Zip code is, well, my shipping address is 95222. And my first name's Corey and my last name's Bolton. B-O-L-T-O-N.
Okay. One moment while I locate the account. Okay, so an account is pulling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
1328 Lakeside Drive, Angels Camp.
Yes, sir. Okay, so yeah, I show here that you have our drone. Now, it's showing it was shipped out on the 21st. I'm going to track this original order first.
Okay.
Okay, yes, still showing it's having shipped. So, verify that email address for me.
Corbolton, C-O-R-B-O-L-T-O-N, at yahoo.com.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to submit the request for a reshipment, and I'm going to update your address, too. Just one moment.
Well, if it's going the parcel service, it's different. U.S. Postal Service, I mean.
Okay, so just let me make sure first I can get a reshipment even sent. So one moment.
I just, where I'm, rural area where I'm at is, you know, if it goes UPS, they just drop it off at the postal service, which is the same zip code, but I don't have a post office box, and I don't get my mail at home in that zip code. I have it in the annex of Altaville.
All right. So what we can do, we can get the address updated because, so what would you like it to be changed to so you can receive the package?
Well, if it's going to turn around and ship the same way, I need it to go to the United States Parcel Service, and the shipping address would be Post Office Box 1170, Altaville.
Hold on. So you said P.O. Box 1170?
Zero.
Okay, so let me just update this address. All right, so it's P.O. Box 1170. So is it not Angels Camp?
No, it's Altaville. It's the adjoining town.
So may you spell it?
Which is what I have as my shipping address on that order.
Okay. So I just did that.
Or I'm sorry, my mailing or
your billing address, yeah.
Billing address. Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
Okay, you're good. Okay. Yeah. One moment.
Ace, how do I get in the garage? Can you just get me a beer, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I have successfully done, I did just update the address to, again, it's going to be P.O. Box 1170, just like the shipping address or the billing address. And also I did submit the request to get the account. We'll get the order reshipped out. So we'll be going back to that. We'll be going to the post office, okay?
Okay. And that'll go to Altaville?
Right. It's going to be as identical as the billing address.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Was there anything else I can do for you?
No. You have any idea when it'll return? Oh, no, no, no.
Now, we just placed it.
Okay, so they're going to ship another one, and I'll have to wait that time while the other one goes back.
Oh, sir, so what's going
to
happen?
Florida,
you know, it does take 1 to 2 days in order for it to process. So with me just submitting the order today, you know, with tomorrow being Christmas, so it's honestly probably not processing post until, like, Monday, if not Tuesday, you know, depending on how everything does fall. Now, at that point on Tuesday, this one's going to be a reshipment, and then it's 4 to 7 days from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it. And it'll ship the same way, correct?
Right, it's going to ship with the post office.
FedEx. Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.